Hello and welcome back to Eat the Catch Up. It has been a full year since I recorded the welcome episode, and I never recorded. Well, I recorded a second episode actually with my wife, and never put it on the site. So, yeah. Anyway, welcome to the actual first episode of the podcast. I am Franklin Bush, and I am your host. This podcast is something that I probably should be doing for my mental health. Might help me get some things out there, just get some things off my chest, and maybe it'll help some people learn some things, grow from things, and yeah, maybe we can all grow together. I have no idea. And I might just sound like a raving lunatic, so who really knows? Anyway, there's lots of cool things going on in the world. That's kind of how this is going to go, is I'll talk about things that interest me, and maybe it'll interest other people as well. One of the cool things that just happened is Apple just had their 420 event, spring loaded. So we actually got lots of cool little gizmos coming from Apple, including the first generation of AirTags, which I'm pretty excited about. Although my wife is trying to talk me out of being excited about them because she says we have tiles, we don't really need them, which is probably true. And we probably don't need to spend money on them and all that kind of stuff. But AirTags, the AirTags look pretty sweet to me. Plus, they have an edge on the tile because they don't just work on Bluetooth. They work anywhere. They have GPS location, not just Bluetooth. You know, they work anywhere and everywhere. You know, that's kind of the edge up on the competition, is that they work on the Find My, they work everywhere, and so that's pretty sweet to me. You know, they just have that edge up on the competition that nobody else has, is that they work everywhere, and they're native inside the ecosystem, and so that's pretty sweet to me. And then of course, what else did they announce? The new Apple TV remote. I don't have an Apple TV. Never really got into the Apple TV box. But the Apple TV remote looks pretty sweet. The new iMacs look just ridiculous. I don't know how you make a computer that thin, that powerful, and still be, it's just amazing to me. It's just beautiful, and the colors and everything like that. It's really nice to see them go back to the colors, because I grew up in the age of the gumballs, you know, the old Mac gumballs, and like that. I really miss that, and so to see them kind of bring back the colors to the iMacs is something that is really cool for me, and cool to see. And then of course, putting the M1 in the iPad Pro is pretty awesome, because that means the iPad Pro is now just a monster of a iPad and a monster of a tablet, as if it wasn't already a pretty amazing tablet, and as if the iPad wasn't already the pretty quintessential tablet. I believe iPad has led the tablet market pretty strongly. I think Samsung had finally started to take a pretty good chunk of the tablet market, and I guess that's what led Apple to release this beast upon us. But man, that's a pretty big step to take, so that's pretty sweet. That's a pretty sweet step to take. So, yeah, the 420 spring-loaded event from Apple released some pretty sweet things for us. So I'm pretty excited about that. I'm a little bit of a geek, as you will find out if I continue to do this podcast, which I am planning on doing. As you can tell, I waited a year to post another episode, so I am trying. So I'm doing something. But we are, so something else I'm actually really interested in. You'll hear me drop names. I plan on this being a podcast that kind of embraces the interest that I have. And a big interest that I have is God. I am a devoted follower of Jesus Christ. I am in seminary. I attend Gateway Seminary, and I do attend a church that I lead a life group in, and all of these kinds of things. So I do plan on spending quite a bit of time talking about Christianity and things of the Bible and things like that. But I also like to think about things that are going on in the world, because I don't think as Christians that we get to be blind to what's going on in the world. I think as Christians we have to be knowledgeable about what's going on in the world. We have to know what's going on. And also I think a lot of the things that are going on in the world can be enjoyed by us, just not overly enjoyed. They can't be the sole reason that we enjoy them. I think they always have to have that higher purpose. The reason why we enjoy those things is because they bring glory to God. And so, the reason why we can enjoy things such as comedy, which is kind of what I was about to talk about, the reason why we can enjoy comedy is because it ultimately brings us closer to God. I believe that God has a sense of humor, that he gives us a sense of humor, and that we get to enjoy laughter and ultimately enjoy God because he's given it to us. He's gifted us with it. So, with that being said, I don't only enjoy Christian comics. I do enjoy a lot of Christian comedy. There are a lot of Christian comics and clean comics that I enjoy. But there are also comics that I enjoy that aren't necessarily clean comics. And if you listen to my podcast, you follow my blog, there will be times where I'll mention them, I'm sure. And, those aren't necessarily me saying you should go out and listen to them, particularly if you're a young Christian, if you're a new Christian, if you're not strong in your faith, if you can't hear those things, if you can't hear things and be able to control yourself, if you can't hear those things and know how to block it out and things like that. If you're an alcoholic and you can't hear somebody talking about drinking, you probably shouldn't listen to somebody who talks about drinking, things like that. It's just wisdom based. There are certain things you shouldn't listen to. So not every person that you hear me mention is somebody to follow. And most of the time I'll mention that. And if it's somebody who I think you should follow, you should listen to, you should really listen to, get into, dig into, I will also usually mention that. So most of the time those will be mentioned with asterisks, during the podcast or in the blog and things like that. So you don't have to worry about that too much, but just know that not every name that is mentioned is me giving the verbal, like, yeah, you should definitely always listen to this person because they'll never lead you astray. That's not what I'm saying at all. So just know that if I mention any names. There are names that I'll mention that are definitely people who I would like people to listen to. And that'll be, there are preachers who I want you to listen to, authors who I want you to read, things like that. And there are definitely people who I would love everybody to pay attention to. And I will definitely mention those as well. I can think of several right off the top of my hand, right off the top of my head that I could list on my hand. One of the chief ones being C.S. Lewis. C.S. Lewis was somebody who I wrote a paper on when I was in high school that when I read his books, I was just like, this guy is amazing. And even reading the books where people had wrote down what he said, because a lot of the books that are accredited to him were actually written down from radio shows that he hosted where he talked and then somebody else wrote down what he said later on. And a lot of those are some of his more successful books that aren't really his books but are written down what he said. And some of those are some of his more inspirational things. And they are fantastic things. And C.S. Lewis is just a guy who had a brilliant mind who the Lord grabbed a hold of and used in a mighty way. He called himself the most reluctant convert in all of London and or in all of England, and called the Holy Spirit the Hound of Heaven, and like these terms that he used, that just I find so inspiring and so interesting to the descriptions that he uses are very interesting. And so I point anybody who I can to C.S. Lewis. C.S. Lewis is somebody who I always point people to. Dietrich Bonhoeffer is somebody who I always point people to. Brother Lawrence, somebody who I point people to. I point people to these guys who had deep relationships with the Lord. And I say these are guys who you want to read after if you're going to read after people. These are guys who I want you to read after. You know, when it comes to modern books, because everybody wants to hand out these modern books and say, here's, you know, this new book, here's this new book, blah, blah, blah. There's not a lot of modern people who I'm going to point you to. One of them is definitely going to be Tim Keller. Tim Keller is going to be somebody who I point a lot of people to. Tim Keller has a brilliant mind for God and has been used mightily by God, and has helped point a lot of people to God. And man, Tim Keller has been pretty instrumental for me, and has been used pretty mightily in my life to help direct me and point me where I needed to go. And so Tim Keller is somebody who I would definitely point people to, or someone like Matt Chandler is definitely somebody else who I would point to. And somebody else who has been inspirational in my walk. And so those are people who I would point to and say, okay, so if you're going to listen to like my podcast, if you're going to read my blog and you want to figure out who I like, like those are guys who you would read, those are guys who you would want to figure out, like those are guys who you would read. So anyway, I don't really know how I got off on that one, because I was going to talk about comedy. Anyway, so the comedy scene is actually pretty interesting pretty soon. It's shifting. The LA scene has been the big scene for a long time. But it's shifting to Austin, which I'm actually pretty excited about because I live in Texas. So to see that it's going to be shifting to Texas is pretty exciting. Of course, I live 6 hours north still of Austin. But, you know, it's in Texas, so it's closer. But, you know, it's pretty exciting to see comedy moving, that possibly the big place of comedy, the big home, might be moving. So this is an exciting possibility, that it might be moving around. And of course, the home of comedy right now isn't really even on land anywhere right now. It's in the waves, isn't it? It's on podcast. That's really where the home of comedy is. And of course, we got the new one starting up with Dave Chappelle starting a new podcast. And it's old recorded stuff that he recorded several years ago, but they never put it anywhere, and it's hours and hours of stuff. So that's going to be very interesting to hear that. So, again, Dave Chappelle is going to be somebody who, if you're a young Christian or somebody like that, not somebody who I would, you know, guide you to and say, hey, listen to everything this guy says. Definitely require some discernment and things like that to listen to things that he says and know how to filter through. So definitely some interesting things on that. I love comedy, so there will be comedy things that are involved in this podcast, just to let you guys know that does happen. And the NFL approved the new jersey number rules, and Tom Brady said that it was dumb, which he would know. I mean, come on. The guy is a legend. I was not a big Tom Brady fan for a very long time. I am a Denver Bronco fan. I'm going to go ahead and go on the record now early in the podcast, because it's going to come out eventually. I am a Denver Bronco fan. I was born in Denver that's where I was born. I'm a Denver fan, okay? Just how it is. So for a long time, I didn't care for Tom Brady, because the Broncos and the Patriots faced each other in quite a few playoffs, and a lot of times the Patriots got the better end of the deal, and so I didn't care for Tom Brady too often. But as time went on, I had to respect his game, because you just don't make that many AFC championships and then that many Super Bowls and then now an NFC championship and a Super Bowl without having some game, you know. And then to see all the other things that he does, the pay cuts and things like that, and making sure that his other players get their deals and all that kind of stuff. Like, he's a player, man. He makes sure that things get done, and it's crazy to see. So you just got to respect him at least a little bit, all right? Even if you don't like him, you got to respect him at least a little bit for just what the man can do. So as infuriating as it is, I do like Tom Brady at least a little bit, as infuriating as it is. So, I did see that he called the rule dumb. You know, he said, this is dumb. This is a dumb rule. Cause it's going to be harder to keep up with and figure out where everybody is and everything like that. Whenever you're trying to identify defenses and offenses and everything like that, it's just going to be harder for everybody to do their jobs. And you got to see his point. It's just going to be make everybody's life a lot more difficult. So, you know, man's got a point. And you got to listen to him. I mean, man's been in the league for quite a few years. So, but they've already decided that that's what they're going to do. So, I guess that's what they're going to do. I do have a store on Amazon, but it only sells books right now. So if you're interested in books, you can go check it out. I've only got a few books online right now, but it's Eat the Ketchup. So you can go check that out if you want to. Yeah, so this was still kind of an introductory episode, but I did have some content in here for you. I enjoyed this a little bit. I got to let some of my ranting go a little bit, and I will try and release episodes at least once a week, probably on Fridays. Yeah, thank you for tuning in to Eat the Ketchup. This has been your host, Franklin Bush. Thank you.